98.1 KZE. I am delighted to welcome back to the studio one of my very favorite guests. You can see her this Friday for her annual Allentine's Day celebration at the Old Dutch Church in Kingston, and check out her brand new album, The Worrier, also out on Friday. Please welcome Al Olander.
My brain is bad, my body is worse, they're gonna roll me out of New York in a shiny black hearse, yeah. You found a penny from 93 right there in Baltimore traffic. To pick it up, you said you'd done stupid things for just a bit of good luck. I wasn't afraid of the cyclone that day. I was brushing my teeth at the Planet Fit. I wish I never asked if you were double jointed. I'll brush the spit, I'll wash my hair. I wanna text you, but it's desperate. I'll pretend I don't care. Through Silver Lake, you said, I'm gonna take you out, but I swear it's not a date. You locked the steering wheel up to my wrist. Here's a bunch of keys, you gotta see which one fits. I wasn't afraid of the cyclone that day. I was
KZE. Al Olander is my guest with a beautiful solo acoustic version of a song that's been stuck in my head for months now.
MK, come on.
Seriously, you have such a wonderful ear for a melody and such a way with words.
Okay, well, I'm blushing. You can't see me, but I'm blushing. Thanks, MK. I really appreciate that.
Thanks for coming in.
It is always a pleasure to talk to you, and yeah, I'm really glad to be here. This is my last stop on my big New York press junket.
Press junket. I like it. So this is the new album, The Worrier. Mm-hmm. Long-awaited album, I would venture to say.
Thanks for saying that.
And it is your sophomore release.
That's right.
And it comes out on Friday.
Wow, it comes out on Friday the 13th. Mm-hmm. You know, lucky day.
Lucky day.
And yeah, my sophomore record, it has there's a weird pressure about your sophomore record.
The sophomore slump is a trope.
Yeah.
I don't think it's necessarily a true trope. I know a lot of wonderful sophomore albums.
Yeah. But I think the sophomore slump is for rich people. Like, I have such a hunger within me that I'm like, no, no, this one's going to be better. Or it's going to be every single bit of effort I have has gone into this next record. So I really hope everybody likes it. And if you don't like it, that's okay. I'll take that too. Any press is good press.
I was going to say, you know, they always say, like, if you're being talked about, it's, you know, count it.
Let someone say I'm annoying. I am annoying.
But also, well, I don't find you annoying, but also I wanted to kind of mention that, you know, having heard three songs from it so far and the name of the album being The Worrier, the first one was Easy Crier. I feel like they are spiritually related.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I decided that, you know, Easy Crier was my first record, so a very vulnerable set of songs, and I really wanted to be myself. I wanted to have this first record of my solo career be like, okay, this is who I am. And for this second record, I realized that even though I've grown a lot, I'm still the same person. I have all the mental illness, the hot mental illness of the first record.
All the hot girls are mentally ill.
Listen, mm-hmm. Bisexual, stand up. We both could stand.
Amen.
And I think The Worrier is just my new, it's like a shield of armor. I thought of like the warrior, like a war, wait, right. With an A, but I thought I'm going to be really honest with myself. And yeah, I'm using this record as another, it's just all honest things, but I have a little more self-awareness. Mm-hmm. I'm holding a mirror to myself and maybe to you too.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I love that because you are always at your core, the same person, but you know, certainly we can grow and we can evolve, but you have to also like remain true and remain connected to your true self. And I think that's where a real sophomore slump comes in, is when a band or an artist is like, I'm going to be completely different this time around and like throw spaghetti at the wall.
Literally, I'm like, oh, my first record was about like heartbreaking crushes. And this one, I'm like, giddy up, because it's also about that too. Like I really thought, okay, this one I'll be mysterious. I'll write something from like a storyteller perspective. I'm like, no, I'm smooching in the bathroom at Saltbox and I'm writing about it. Like that is what you're going to be hearing.
There are signs, young lady, on the wall at Saltbox.
The signs got put up after my 30th birthday. I'm actually not kidding. After my 30th birthday, they put up signs that said you can only have one person in the bathroom. That is true.
Wow. So that is your influence.
I just want to say, I'm not a hero of Kingston, but like those signs were put up and I'm sorry to all the bartenders there. And
this sounds like a Molly move.
Okay. Molly, shout out Molly. Shout out. Molly's probably gotten me out of so much trouble, has gotten me out of so much trouble in Kingston. And I'm sorry to me ruining the Saltbox bathroom rule.
Molly, the hero we all deserve.
Thank you, Molly.
Also, yeah, shout out to Molly for the free shot on New Year's Eve.
Oh my gosh, Molly, thank you for every free shot I've ever gotten from you, baby.
Oh gosh, what a mensch.
Truly.
Truly. Al Olander is my guest, if you couldn't tell. New album is coming out on Friday, and in conjunction with Valentine's Day, which is your annual concert around Valentine's Day, at the Old Dutch Church in Kingston. Mm-hmm. Allentines.com, mm-hmm. I know, is one of the websites where you can go and buy tickets. There's still a few available, but they are selling fast, mm-hmm. So get in there. It's just become like a huge Kingston tradition, I feel like.
I'm glad to hear that. It's our fourth year doing it, and I think we have more bigger and better plans. I can't even believe that we have gone above and beyond, but my teammates, Amanda Brooklyn, Aubrey Hatter, Drew Frankel, and so many others, Bridget Bedore, Mac Bones, we are putting everything we have into this event.
Yeah.
And it's a huge team. Those were just a few names, and I have an amazing band. And if you haven't been, I really implore you to come. I'm not allowed to have a guest list this year because last year I put 100 people on the guest list and I had to read out loud the names in front of Drew and the people I didn't know. So there is no guest list, but if you message me, I'll give you a friends and family discount, whatever I'm saying it. So
there you go. You heard it on the radio.
DM me.
And we have an opportunity for somebody to grab a pair of tickets as part of our contest, our Valentine's Day contest. Ooh. I don't know if you knew about this, but Drew was kind enough to okay it.
Oh, Drew gave away two tickets, huh?
Somebody's going to be winning them at the end of the week as part of our Valentine's Day giveaway. Ooh. So now you know what that's all about.
You can ask your crush to come to Valentine's Day with you.
As you should. I know it sometimes has kind of a theme. Was it like cowboy themed dish last year?
Last year was Western. This year it is extraterrestrial.
Okay. I like
it. No, it's alien. We're making the church a place called Planet Crush, and it's going to be all alien, all out of this world, otherworldly. Take me to your leader.
And again, full band show.
Full band show.
Dancing, writhing, bodies gyrating.
Thank you for saying it. It is absolutely going to be sexy, sad, funny, silly. There's choreo. Yeah, I have David Lismy, Nick Kinsey, James Felice, Aubrey Haddard, Amanda Brooklyn, Abigail Dempsey. I have a killer band. And some special guests.
Hell yeah.
And some tiny little outfits that are barely there, and yes, and handmade, and we have an after party at Camp Kingston, and it's just going to be a total party,
big love fest.
Come meet your future crush.
I love that.
Please.
Valentine's Day is on Friday. Al, would you be so kind as to play us one more?
Yeah, I'm going to play you the first track off my new record. It's called Famously Close,
and this is one we have not heard yet.
This is one that you have not heard.
We were making out in the sun when I whispered, "Hey, remember when we used to be fun?" I call radio contests, but I have never won. Start so many projects, none of them are getting done. It's a short life, it's a short life, it's a big city, and I just want you to tell me I look pretty. It's a steamboat on the Mississippi, it's that one love song you send me when you really miss me. It's a long walk down the Hudson River, but you gave me a letter and I told you I'd deliver. There's a stopwatch dog who pulls it from my pocket. I thought I memorized every line. It's what I always wanted, but I was too afraid to say. Think I would win the lotto, but I have never played. But I know my lucky numbers now, 'cause I know her birthday. It's a short night dancing in New York City, but I can't let another song go on without telling you you're pretty. It's a tour that takes me down to Mississippi. It's a show nobody showed up to except you because you missed me. It's a long lace dress, the one we wore all summer, and the parts of you it hid from view were the parts that I'd uncover. There's a stopwatch dog, and no one knows me better. And he leads me to a memory, and he leaves when I remember. We're not young forever.
KZE. That's Al Olander. Her new album, The Worrier, is dropping on Friday in conjunction with Valentine's Day in its fourth year. Alien theme. Does that mean dress up if you're coming?
Please dress up. You're going to look silly if you don't. There's no pressure. There's no pressure. And if you don't, it's okay. But we will also have, speaking of Molly, we'll have Bin Gremlins there. We're going to have clothes for sale vendors. We have Trip Club. We have Mac. We have Rewind coming. We have my friend Ab. Like, people will be able to dress you, but come with a fit. You cannot dress up too much.
Love this. Yeah. Love an opportunity to show up and show out.
Absolutely. I have four outfit changes, so just please
step your game up.
Yeah, do it. Last year, everybody stepped up so much that I was like, I have to step my game up this year. So, yeah.
Allentines.com. Grab your tickets. And Al, thank you so much for stopping by.
MK, thanks for having me every time.
We got your community bulletin board now. And when we return, Yonder Mountain String Band.